Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 166, 166. Are you getting blessed? So let me know, at least send a message, put a comment, just a comment there and tell me how much you've been blessed. And if you are not on my, I have a prophetess page, so you can also go to Facebook and do and type Prophetess Olivia Kofi, K-O-F-I dash hyphen Opata, O-P-A-T-A, and then send me a message there. If you will not put it on the podcast itself, that is what where you're hearing from. Okay, so now we're looking at Psalm 91, verse what? Verse 8. And we personalize Psalm 91 here. Please, if you've not been here for some time or you missed this time, then please, here, we personalize Psalm 91. Well, how do we say? Let's go. Only with my eyes will I behold and see the reward of the wicked. That is your portion. You will only see evil with your eyes. You will never partake of it in Jesus' name. So we're looking at Genesis 49, and we are looking at Reuben. Why his father said what he said? Because Reuben missed his inheritance. He missed his inheritance as the firstborn. He could not get the double portion. He could not be the one. By this time, we should be saying the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Reuben. No, he missed it. He missed it terribly. Why? Because verse 4 explains, unstable as water. So we looked at pakaz, which is the Hebrew word for unstable. And we're looking at the various aspects that he was unreliable. He was unrestrained. He was unrestrained. He was undependable. You could not depend on him. You could not depend. I remember that Bishop Dagwood Mills, who is my father in ministry, in one of his books, I think Dangerous Sons, he talks about how a son yeah, was working with somebody, had planned something around the person. I mean, everything. We said, okay, for a whole year, they were planning, we'll do this, we'll do that, we'll do that, then you do this, and training and all that. So discussion has gone on back and forth, back and forth. Only for the time when the thing to be executed, then the person comes and says, I'm moving house. I'm moving from the country. You knew this and you did not say it before, long before. Oh, no, I'm going. Ah, undependable. It is so bad. So, so bad when you cannot depend on somebody. Hey, have you ever been disappointed by your tailor? Have you ever been disappointed by your tailor? I remember going for women's aglo when I was a teenager, and I will never forget it. One woman who came to talk about how to let hurts go out of your heart and how to forgive, and she said that she had waited for a long time to have a baby. Finally, she gets the baby. Then there was the outdooring, so they had planned, and these people had visitors, people, everybody coming to wish her well. I mean, it's once in a lifetime. You have been struggling to have a baby, been married for years, 10 years or whatever. You now have a baby, or 5 years. I don't know how many years. I can't remember. But it's been years. It's been many years. But you are now, you now have, so you have a baby. What you want to just, you are so happy. You just want to dress like a queen and be happy. And I mean, just come and receive all the congratulations. I know it's not, it's frivolous. It's not, but for a woman, please. For a woman, this is very, very, very important for a woman. So here she is, and she gives her fabric to the tailor. Almost a month, I think, before she even went to deliver, she gave us the tailor probably, I'll bring it. Then, the day before, calling the tailor, calling, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, it's almost done. Then the D-Day, the morning of the program, the tailor now begins, oh please, I couldn't do it. She had not even cut the fabric. She had not even cut the fabric. She said she was so bitter. She was so bitter, she could do nothing. She said, cried and cried and cried. She was so upset, made. you know, supposed to just be practical. Quickly, just pick up something. Where? No, it's not like that for a woman. I don't know about you, but as a woman, you know, you planned it. You really want to wear this. You've done this. You have bought your accessories to match everything. It's a big day for you. It's like a wedding, and somebody says, okay, just wear anything and go for the wedding. We know it's just one of the days, and that the wedding is not the most important, and that the marriage is the most important. But you want to also have a memorable day. So the woman was bitter. She said she was so bitter she couldn't forgive the tailor. So artisans are like that. You tell them, okay, I'm going to buy black tiles too late. You come back and it is orange. Why is it orange? Oh, sir, when I went there, stories. This is the reason why they are not excelling and prospering. That's all I want to show to you. This is the reason why many are not prospering and doing well. Unreliable, undependable. When you are like a broken tooth. When you put meat there to chew, that is when it will show you that I'm broken and I cannot work. And the pain it will give you, you will throw away the meat. You know, you don't want, okay, meat, it's okay. It's okay, you meat, you just be there. I won't even eat any meat again because I have a broken tooth. Bye.